Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. Today, things are a little different than usual, but really special for us. So as most of you know by now, unfortunately, my co-host and my best friend Cody is really sick and he's in the hospital. He had a kidney infection that got into his blood, and he's trying to fight it, and they're trying to get that infection to go away. Currently, he's sedated and on a ventilator, so obviously he can't join us, but we wanted to do something special for him. Myself, Kathy, and our special guest co-host, Patsy Pease, wanted to do something really special for him, so we're surprising him with this broadcast. Once he starts to recover, he can listen to this and hear all of these stories that we tell and all the love that he's been sent from all these people. We have a few surprise guests who are hopefully going to be able to join us tonight, and I'm so excited for this show, but I'm even more excited for the fact that we're getting to do this for him. So I know he'll be thrilled when he finds out about it. So let's get started. I already have Kathy and Patsy on the line, and I have two more callers. So I'm going to go to Jen Lilly first because I already know that it's her and that she is making special time for this. So, guys, hold on really quick.
Jen? Hey, guys. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Oh, my baby girl.
Hi. This is monumental to me. Like, we have Mama Donovan and Teresa Donovan on the show at the same time.
I know, and I just saw her email that she's nominated for an Emmy as well, which makes my heart swell with happiness.
Thank you, my darling.
But yes, I'm so excited to have this show and to do this for Cody. I know he's going to get better. I believe that fully. I totally believe that.
So
and
So we're determined.
I called in just at the top. Now, you said he was suffering from what happened? For anyone who's just tuning in.
Yeah, he got a kidney infection. That was what they admitted him for initially. And it got into his blood because they didn't get it in time. And it spread throughout his body, and he's having a hard time fighting that. So they've put him on a ventilator and sedated him so that his body can rest and he can heal. So he is doing better today than yesterday, and he has been improving slightly each day. Just it's really small, and it's going to take a lot of time, but he will get better.
Yes, he definitely will get better. I'm praying that. I believe that. I have no doubt in my mind that God is alive today, and Jesus is risen, and he is our healer. So, Cody, when you can listen to this, know that I'm praying in the name of Jesus that he will give you his blood, and it will run through your veins, and it will heal you. And I fully believe that because that's what the Bible says, period. And Cody's amazing. He was one of my very first interviews when I was on General Hospital.
And you get a big amen from the back of the church from Mama. Because
that's
my baby girl. She preaches the gospel. She preaches the truth. And it's on Easter weekend.
Yes, exactly.
Which couldn't be more perfect for us. But, I know he still talks about your interview. I'm going to embarrass him, but that's okay. I do that anyway. His moment of, like, we made it moment is having you on the show, like, both times.
Yes.
Which I think
is
– he says that to me all the time. Like, he says – because I have a different memory because I wasn't here for the first time, but – I always tell him, like, my moment, and he says, mine is Jen Lilly. Like, I don't care what you say.
That's my
moment. So
that's
I know he's excited to hear from you.
That was my
and
moment,
I would do anything
too.
For him.
Oh, Patsy. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for making time for us today, and I know that he'll appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, anything. I would do anything for Cody. Patsy emailed me, and she's amazing, and I was like, given. Doesn't even matter what I'm doing. I'm at the park right now.
She's so wonderful. I mean, Jen is such a humanitarian. She loves people, and she goes out of her way. I mean, talk about a down-to-earth human being. I just love my Jenny Wren. I do. I just love my little girl.
She said to ground up, and the first person she said was Jen Lilly. She said she'll do it. She loves him. She'll do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I know her heart, and she loves her Jesus, and she loves her God, and she believes in both, and she believes in the power of that which will heal Cody. She believes that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be healed, and I think he's going to be healed
he
from
is.
Everything. That's what I'm praying.
And
like total
has,
body healing.
You know, the family two of has
you got
a strong faith. And they are, like, beyond grateful for all the prayers, and they are – they are very faithful and they're standing strong, and everyone, we're all, you know, everyone's saying, like, it is going to be okay because we all believe. And so everyone, they have such a strong faith, and they really appreciate that from everyone, not just the four of us, but from everyone.
Oh, yeah. So many people.
But this is great because we got you both at the same time, which I didn't even think of, like, when we were talking about it. I just realized, like, we have both of you at the same time, which is awesome. But we have, like, three more callers. Thank you so much, Jen, for making time for this, because I know that
thank
you're busy,
you guys for
and
having
I know
on.
He'll appreciate it. Yeah, thank
you.
We'll have
Cody.
To have you on again sometime when we can
please
interview
do.
You.
Okay.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Talk soon.
Love
have
you,
Jen. Good Easter.
Bye,
I love you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so I don't know who called first because they're really close, so I'm sorry if you're not the one that called first, but I'm going to put this person on. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
It's Jade Harlow.
Oh, hey, Jade.
Jade,
what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thank you so much.
I just
this
heard
is
my
great.
Girl,
it's like
Jen.
A family reunion.
Yeah. I just heard my girl, Jen, and I back everything that she says wholeheartedly. And, you know, I know that Cody's going to get through this, and I love that
thank
you guys
you,
are
sweetheart.
Doing this for him in a real way. I love that you guys are doing this for him because he's going to hear all of this and be like, you did this without, how did I miss?
He's
going to
be so shocked.
He's going to do it a
that,
second time. Is it,
yeah,
you know,
he's going to be so surprised that I got, like, pulled this off because I'm normally the one who's like, you can handle it because I never do so. Like, I never get things. I mean, I do, but he does most of the work when it comes to getting people together. So first, his first thought's going to be like, how did she even do that? And then he'll realize who I had as help, and he'll be like, well, now it makes
it,
sense.
You know, it's just, but see, and I know Jade, too, just a little bit, and this is also just a good-natured soul. I mean, it's not surprising to me that the quality of people that are coming out of the work are good-natured human beings. And she's also a friend of Jen Lilly's, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
You know, it gets to be a very small community after a while.
Yeah.
Very, very small
it really does.
And
you
I'm
have
really,
been
really
to
connected.
Show, and we love it.
I mean,
he
you
he
guys
talks about
are
you
doing
being
it.
On the show all the time. Like, when we talk about, you know, I was telling Jen that, but he mentions that all the time. He says that was one of his favorite shows. And he talked the other day. We had it was a couple weeks ago. We had our anniversary show, or it was my 2-year anniversary. And he talked about having you on and how much fun it was and how much he wanted to have you back on. So technically, he got you back on. He's just not here.
He did. And but, we'll have to do this all over again to celebrate,
yes.
You know, and, you know, his recovery.
Yes.
And I very much believe that good people find good people. And, you know, what you guys are doing, it's incredible. This has the power to heal. I believe
it.
Community coming together.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if you
and,
think about it, really, it's all because of the kind of person that Cody really is. I mean,
yeah,
he is that kind of person that attracts other people, you know, other people to him. And you know, it's one of those really you reap what you sow in one of the best senses.
Yeah,
it's true.
He doesn't realize how many people appreciate him
love
and
him.
What he does because he does a lot for everyone. And he's always busy, always doing something for someone, and he doesn't realize how many people remember that stuff, and they appreciate it, and they love him back.
Well,
he's
unforgettable.
You know, Patsy and we talked about it the other day. We talked, and, like, right after we were finished talking about this, we got an update that he was doing a little better, and we were like, you know, maybe it's because we're doing this and so many people are coming together. And
it was immediate.
So.
It was immediate,
yeah.
And I believe that there's a molecular change that does happen with that
yeah.
power of thought process. But, Cody, this
I
is
agree.
A reflection of you, sweetie pie. My cutie patootie,
yep.
my Cody Bagody. You're my cutie patootie. I just want you to know we take your cheeks and we squeeze them between our fingers. We go oochie, 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 oochie to embarrass you and your mama. That's what we
oh,
do.
Oh, my goodness.
I just
that I'm hearing, right? That's my girl Patsy, right? That I'm hearing.
That is your girl Patsy.
Yes, my Jade.
Oh
my Jade. My cutie patootie. Jade, I'm gonna take you to. I'm gonna hug you like a big bear.
Oh, I can't
wait to see you. Squeeze you till you turn red, my cute girl.
Oh, beyond. Be on. Yeah, well, you're coming out for the Emmys because you're nominated. Congratulations on the nomination also, by the way.
I know. So sweet for you.
Thank
you. That's amazing.
I'm going to see you. We're going to celebrate together, girlfriend.
Hell yeah. We're going to celebrate together, and we're going to celebrate Cody getting well. It's going to be an incredible spring.
So, Cody, you're going to be stuck with a lot of women.
Well, you know,
one of the things we always do as a tradition is when the Emmy nominations are announced, we usually do a show. But, of course, we didn't do it this year because Cody's in the hospital. So, we'll do that, and you guys will have to come back.
Yeah, we weren't
doing that. That's what I'm
saying. Okay. We have to come back.
Cody, we need you. Cody, we're not doing well without you. Okay, we really do need you.
We need Cody's spirit and sunshine.
Yeah, I do.
I told him a couple months ago we needed to go to the Emmys, and we wanted to go, and now he's not he may be able by the time Emmys roll around, but that was our goal this year, was to go to the Emmys, so hopefully he's able. And if he is, then we will all party together and celebrate the fact that he's recovered and that our girl is nominated. Actually, many of our past guests
many
are nominated.
Many of your girls. Cody, we got some plans for you, buddy.
I can already see him lining up the ballpark that he has to visit while he's out there.
We're writing out your schedule for the next few months, Cody.
Yes. He doesn't
mind
that at all.
You leave your plans to a bunch of women.
It's in a good way.
Yeah, it's in a good
way. Jade, we have two other callers waiting on us, but thank you so much for making time for us today. And I know that
you're awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
You're awesome. I love you guys, Cody. I love you.
Thank you.
We will see you at the Emmys.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye, honey bunny.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Okay, to the person who's been holding for 10 minutes, thank you. I love you, whoever you are. Watch. It'll be somebody I actually know.
Yeah, I know.
Hello?
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 That's Crystal.
Yeah, who's this?
That is Crystal?
That's Crystal.
Oh, you're my 10-minute holder. You're the best.
Oh, what a patient woman you are. We love you,
for
your patience.
Yeah. I'm driving traffic, so not a big deal.
Cody, you got the producer from the Bay to call in.
Yeah.
Look who you're attracting. Powerful women.
He'll hear this and think, Emily, I can't believe you said all that stuff, but he loves you too, Crystal.
Adorable.
Look what you're doing, Cody.
Sister,
oh my God.
My sister just wrote me a note and put it on my desk because she doesn't want to interrupt me. She says we have so many people trying to call in that it won't even let her wait in line. So that's how many people love him.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
See?
So,
see?
But
it
doesn't show me that. It only shows me like two other people. But she tried. So for the record, Cody.
Okay, who's breathing into the phone? All right, girl, we got to be a little bit more ladylike here. All right? Hey, breathe away
it's
from
not
the phone.
Me.
Step your nose away from no nostrils in the phone, all right?
It's not me. I think it might be Kathy because she's outside.
Yeah, I'm out walking in a park. So.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I know. I got nostrils in the phone, and it's a very, you know, like Grand Canyon-like noise.
I know. You know what Cody does to people, you know.
Sorry,
but
Cody.
Crystal, do you have anything awesome that you want to say? Of course it's awesome.
Well,
but
pretty much the same thing that Jen and Jane both say. I echo that. I mean, we're all praying for Cody, and I believe he's going to get better. So
I think
that's
he's a common
an awesome person.
We all know he will. It's just a scary time, but he will be fine.
Yes.
And everyone knows that.
Yeah,
so.
And you're not alone, Cody. You're surrounded by a bunch of angels.
Clearly, look at the people that care and love you
clearly.
And want you to get better. So,
yeah, and this show is a reflection of you, honey.
It is.
This is you.
Yeah,
he's such an amazing guy. He doesn't really talk about this because he does sometimes on the show, but he has moments where he doesn't think the show is successful or has gotten us places, but look how successful you are. Look how many people you have touched that, you know, care and who are back here. They come back, you know, I tell him all the time when he says stuff like that, people come back 3 and 4 times, 5 if you're Patsy Peace,
for a reason. I mean, people come back for a reason. I mean, we have a five-time guest club. It's not very many people, but there are a couple people who have been here 5 times. People come back for a reason. If they didn't, you know, if people didn't love him, and I mean me, but that sounds really conceited, but if people didn't love this show, they wouldn't come back. And he doesn't think sometimes that we're successful, but look at what you've accomplished. I mean, he was here before I was, so I can't say we because he's been here for 4 years. But, I mean, it's amazing to me.
Can I tell Cody something he's accomplished right now that's just blowing my mind? Cody has somehow accomplished what no other interviewer has been able to accomplish in the past 5 years that I've known Jen Lilly, to put me and Jen Lilly on the same interview with Jade and the producer of The Bay in the same interview. Do you know how hard that is to schedule? And somehow,
yes, I've tried.
Cody has managed.
I know several times.
Cody single-handedly has managed to bring all of us together in one interview.
It's amazing.
Like,
well, and I mean, we've all become friends, which is amazing. Like, he's brought so many people together. I mean, Kathy and I know she's listening, but she has her phone on mute. Kathy and I
can take it off
mute. Before this. Okay. We knew each other before this, but we didn't become this great of friends until the show started taking off. Kathy was one of our, like, listeners when I first came on. I mean, she listened to the show, and we slowly became friends, and now she's my backup. If Cody can't be here or I can't be here, Kathy stepped in for one of us. I mean, we've all become such good friends, and there's, you know, Patsy, obviously. I mean, we're friends. We've become Crystal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave anyone out. We've all become such good friends, and it's, like, because of his show that he started, so... He doesn't realize that, though, sometimes. And
oh, you guys
were
therapy for me. Do you remember me calling in and we all three of us ended up crying?
Yes.
Remember that?
And you know what?
Not that I want to embarrass you, Cody, by reminding
but we did.
You
oh, no,
of the
he
few
owns
shows.
That. He does. He remembers it. He talks about the therapy session. But I remember that. And I remember I knew Cody was my best friend. Everyone knows that. Cody's been my best friend since, like, 5 minutes after we met. But the first time that you, or I guess it was the second time that you were on and we had that conversation, I learned things about him that he hadn't shared with me because we hadn't been to that point. Like, we weren't comfortable enough to share that. And, you know, having you, it brought
that
out.
It was intense, but I felt so comfortable because he listens in a way that you don't feel judged.
Right.
And, Cody, that's a very special quality, honey. You don't find with many people... You know, Crystal and I were talking about this, about being able to feel accepted and comfortable with somebody who listens to you and just accepts you for what you are and all the mistakes and wants to know in a loving way, who are you? And I hadn't done, and I'm one of those actors that I don't have a lot to report of big film projects and all that at that time.
Right.
At that time, I wasn't doing a whole lot to brag about, you know? I mean, the biggest thing that I'd done is go down to Walgreens and get a new nail polish color. That was the biggest change. And yet he would still ask me back on his show to talk about just some of the things that were important to me, like the charity work or personal internal work, like some of the choices that I made on making – changes with some of my relationships with people, like regret proofing my life, you know, like making amends to people.
Yeah, I remember he asks everyone about that because it's a deep question that, you know, it brings a lot out and it makes you closer to people when you ask about things they wish they could have changed or things, you know, he asks the hard questions and people, some people wouldn't answer
that
question. He was
the Barbara
Walters of the
radio show.
He
asked the tough questions, but in a very loving, non-judgmental way.
People feel okay answering it, you know? I mean, he's great.
One of the things that I think
is one of the
reasons why I think he's like that, though, is because, and I was talking with them about this a little bit the other day, but I've never known anybody that tries to grasp on and to live life so much to its fullest as he does.
Yeah,
but he genuinely
absolutely.
Takes the value of life and how much you should get out there and live it to the fullest, and I think he's genuinely interested in other people's lives.
I'm telling you, having
a celebrity yet or anything like that. He is genuinely interested to learn about other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the day that Patsy joined Twitter. I saw that she had joined Twitter, and I knew who you were, obviously. I mean, I watch, you know, confession time, guys. I watch episodes of Days of Our Lives from 1980, and I'm not ashamed. And Kathy is the one that got me to do it, so you can blame her. But I knew who you were, and I said, Cody, guess who joined Twitter? And he doesn't watch Days of Our Lives, you know, out of the closet. He doesn't watch it. And I said, hey, guess who joined Twitter? And he's like, who? And I told him. He said, who? I said, she plays Kimberly on Days of Our Lives. I said, we have to have her on the show. He said, if you can get her on the show, you can have her on the show. And then he ended up loving you. That's what he said to me. I'm so glad. We need this person or this person. And he says, well, if you can get him on the show, you can have him on the show, Emily.
Well, I'm so glad you share that trust. Yeah. But that's one of the things that I really do value and appreciate most is that at that time that I was on your show for 5 times, I didn't have any projects to offer, you know, actor-wise.
But that's okay because we love you anyway. Yeah.
You have yourself to offer.
Thank
Absolutely.
You,
You're welcome. Thank you, I mean, I'm not an actress, and he always, like, constantly texts me or calls me to see how
too.
I'm doing. I mean, that's the type of person he is.
Wow.
I want you to come on. I've been telling you forever I want you to come on the show so I can interview you.
I know.
And you're like, I'm not an actor. I'm like, I don't care. I want you to come on my show.
Yeah.
But we have two more callers.
Wow. Watch out.
We have
out.
Two more callers waiting, so thank you, Crystal,
I think
for
one is
coming
willing.
On. Oh, yeah, that's probably right. Well, she's a champ because she's been waiting for 14 minutes. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. I don't know if she'll wait. There might be someone else, but I know she's somewhere on the line.
Whoever it is, I love you. Send my love. I bring you on.
Thank you, Crystal.
Oh, yes. Thank you for being
You're welcome.
Part of this.
Oh, anytime.
Yes, thank you.
Anytime. So just send my love to Cody, and I will.
Okay.
I'm getting really busy right now with the bae, but I will figure it out. I'll figure out the time
awesome.
That I can do that. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, one of these callers is my sister, so she can wait because she lives with me and I can tell her to wait. But this other person, I don't know who
what
it is.
What am I calling my sister? She can wait.
Hello?
Hi, it's Misty from Common Ground Radio.
Oh, hey, it's
Misty.
Okay,
Hi, Misty.
Before I said, hey, it's you. Like, thank you for calling and thank you for waiting for 14 minutes because I thought
you were Lily Melgar
and about to hang up.
Thank you so much.
I would never hang up. Cody is so special. And I'm
so glad
that you guys are doing this for him. He is going to love this when he listens to it. He is going to get better. He is going to hear this, and he's probably going to cry, like Emily said. But, you know, he's such an inspiration to everyone, and I've been praying for him every day, and I just know that he's going to get better, and he's going to text me, and we are going to text every day. And so not being able to hear from him has been like, oh, my gosh,
I know,
like I keep waiting to get that
text. I know. Something's missing.
For anyone who's listening who doesn't know this, you don't know what it's like to be this guy's best friend. I get texts. They start at about 6 a.m. because he gets up at like 5:30 in the morning. I don't get up till like 10. So he sends 4 hours of texts, and then I read them when I wake up. He sends me articles. He sends me pictures. He sends me internet memes, videos, everything you can imagine. Fun facts off Twitter. So-and-so tweeted this. So-and-so said this all day long. So it's been 2 weeks now almost. Not having that is so weird.
Yeah.
It is so strange to me. Like, I'm ready for that to be back.
So do you need me for me to text you at 4 a.m.? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to do that, but if you want to.
She's going through withdrawals.
Okay, you
it's
have to wake me up first because
really
I don't get up
is.
That early. I'm sorry.
I don't wake up that early either. He's the only one I know that gets up at 5 a.m. and starts my messages at 6. And he listens to I can already tell you what he's going to say before I send something. Like, I send him screenshots of texts I have of other people. Like, not, you know, normal people. But, like, if it's a guy, I do this to him. I send a screenshot of something a guy has said, and I'm like, check it out. And he's like, LOL. Like, that's what he says every time. LOL. Because he doesn't know what to say to me because he doesn't want to be like, that's fantastic. Like, he's a dude, too. So he doesn't want to be like, wow, he's good. Like, you know, so he says LOL. Or that little emoji that's crying.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And this goes on every day, all day, pretty much. And it is, not to sound like I have, like, all these guys texting me, because that sounded really bad, but normally it's the same one. But I send him.
Normally?
And I send him. Normally, it's the same one. No, all the time, it's the same one, okay? I send him internet memes, and I was so scared when his – I knew his mom had his phone. This is, like, really funny. He's going to laugh at this when he hears it. I know that his mom has had his phone since he's been in the hospital, and I'm thinking, I hope he's deleted some of our conversations or that she hasn't gone back and read them. Because, like, I send him internet, like, the funniest things off the internet, then we laugh over, but I'm like, I don't want her to know that I sent that and, like, think, you know, not bad things, but just
busted.
Be like, what does she do with her life? Isn't it scary?
Oh,
but she would never read our messages, but, you know, it's still like, I hope we deleted that. And we gossip about, like, my life, and, like, I don't, you know, it's like, I hope she doesn't read that. Not that it's bad or anything, but he'll think
mom would
this
just,
is funny.
Yeah.
But
because he's a very passionate person, so he's passionate about life, he's passionate about music, he's just a very passionate person, so I know that he is going to pull through this, and he's going to get so much better, and I just appreciate, I'm not an actor or an actress like the rest of you guys, but I just adore him, so Emily, thank you for inviting me.
But she's
fantastic,
I'm not an actor, so don't worry about it.
But you also do a fantastic job, too, Misty. And
yes,
have
you do.
Since you know he loves music, has anybody heard our wonderful guy play guitar and sing?
Yes,
I
got to play in a club with him, and it was the best thing ever. I was going to tell this story later, but we sang in a club together in Nashville once. I sang there all the time because I lived there, and he came to visit me, and we went and sang together, and we were doing – I wasn't going to sing with him. I was going to let him do his thing, and I'm sitting in my chair, and he says, Emily's going to come sing, and I'm like, no, Emily's not. But I went up there, and we sang I Told You So by Randy Travis and with the Carrie Underwood duet kind of thing. And I remember we were singing this song, and I sang the first verse because I didn't know the second verse was my logic. I'll sing the first verse, you sing the second one. We get to the second verse, and he tells this story to everyone that comes on the show pretty much. He forgets the words. And I'm like, you are lucky that you forgot them in a spot that I knew the words to. Because we could have been really screwed. But we sang together.
It
was awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And, Cody, I hope you don't mind my breaking your anonymity, buddy, but you have an awesome voice and talent playing that guitar. And
he does.
I miss hearing your songs. So I'm jonesing. I'm jonesing for my man.
I am, too.
Yeah. So you got to play
that.
Me
that
some, too. Yeah, Brother Man, come on now. Come on now. You girls jonesing for
yes.
you.
Yes. We miss it. But
I'm missing,
and
then,
you know what?
What?
We
the
miss
the whole thing with his music.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say the whole thing with his music, it's yet another aspect of his life where he's completely fearless. You know, he wants to learn something, hey, I'm gonna learn how to play this, and then he goes and does it.
Yeah. That's
I sing on stage and I would never post a video of myself on the internet, and he posts them all the time. Like, I sing in public places, and I don't want myself on the internet. So that just shows you.
You inspire me, Cody, when you do stuff like that. You inspire me. Because that is, that's
he inspires
perfect
a lot of
word for it. Fearless.
Well,
yeah,
Misty, thank you for calling. We have another caller, and we got to get them on before we get to the part where it just starts recording us, because they'll throw us off. So thank you so much for being part of this.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Misty. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, this person only had to wait 4 minutes, so thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is
this? It's Lily Melgar.
Lily!
Hi.
Lily! Hi, sweet Lily.
Hi.
Yay.
It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yes, and it's only taken me 30 minutes to be able to even get on, so I'm so happy that so many people have been calling in. I got to hear just like the past 4 minutes, and I'm so encouraged by the beautiful stories that you're sharing, and I could just hear the love and the warmth in your voice. So he must be really living life to the fullest to inspire people to this degree.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He's great.
So a total side note for him. Total side note here, we now have the two people on the line that I've actually been a backup to interview on the show.
That's true. You've both been my backup plan, both of you. And you've also been on the show when Cody wasn't here and I needed a friend. So thanks, guys.
I heard a story.
Yeah, you were on the show. Well, Kathy and I interviewed you once when Cody was out of town because we needed someone on the show and we didn't know anyone else that we'd already talked to that would come on the show. So I was like, we can ask Lily. She'll come on the show. And Patsy's always my backup. So.
Yay!
Lily, is this true? This is Patsy. Hey, sweet Lily. This
yes,
is Patsy.
Hi, baby.
Hi, my baby girl. I heard a story that you were having such a good time, that you guys were having such a party on the show, that the show finished and you were still talking and laughing.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
I said that's
it throws you off. It throws you off after 45 minutes, and it was me and Kathy and Lily, and we were just talking. We weren't even paying attention. And I had never hosted before by myself. So I didn't know. It just threw
I said, off. Yeah, that's Lily. Yes, that's Lily.
Yeah.
The show's over and you're still going. You're still
oh
at the
God.
Party.
Hey,
internet
is
around for 5 minutes.
I'm still working.
We had a great time.
I'm still working on not being the last one at the party, you know?
That's me too. So that's why we were kicked off, because the two of us together are like those people. So when you put them together,
yeah.
The internet will, like, stop talking now.
It's so funny.
I love that story. I say, Cody, you'll love this woman. Oh, my gosh. This is your woman. This is the kind of woman you will want to have on your show. But they will kick you off the air, and you will still be going with her.
She's great. Yeah. She was on the show 3 times, I remember this. This was a long time ago. When I first started doing this show, the first time we had a General Hospital recap, Cody, like, asked Lily to call the show and, like, surprise me, and she did, and we talked about General Hospital, and she's like, guess who I like on the show? And we talked about it, and I remember that, like, even now. And that was, like, 2 years ago, but... She was like, so I like this character. What do you guys think? And I was like, well, I like them too. And I remember we went back and forth about this, and Cody, like, didn't get a word in edgewise, but he was totally okay with it. But I
don't get
that.
Me talking General Hospital.
Yeah, I remember that was before, like, you had your show and everything. Like, that was a long time ago, but I remember that. We had a good time. Cody never gets to talk when we have people that like to talk on the show, because I already, like, drown him out most of the time, which sounds bad, but it's true. And then people, like, when we have Lily on the show, he never gets to talk. And when he has,
why are you calling
on the show,
me
he doesn't
girl?
Get to talk. It's a good thing. He loves it.
That's Cody's character. He has the patience of a saint to deal with all the women he surrounds himself with.
He literally sits there and lets me talk the whole time. It doesn't interrupt. It's the best thing. I love it.
Cody.
That's just
Cody,
a lot about
this?
Him.
Yes. I remember once we had, who was it we had on the show? We had Mary Beth Evans on the show, and he didn't talk the whole interview. He let me talk. And I was like, I love you so much for
love
this.
I love you so much right now.
Oh,
but,
my God,
and then he tried to put me on the air, and I wasn't able to talk. So he just kind of hanging out there on the air. Where am I?
Yeah, she just
I think that's
Kathy. What's
going on? Oh, wait.
It was so funny.
What's going on?
But
oh,
I talked
that's
the whole
hilarious.
Time, and he didn't even try to, like, talk because he knew better, I guess.
Oh.
He didn't even try to talk over me.
Well,
I was
going to say that. I was going to say that there's nothing worse than listening to people speaking over each other, so good for him. He knows that.
And he, exactly, he, like, sits there and is just quiet. And it's great. He's the best wingman ever, because if I need somebody to talk, he will, but if I'm in a conversation, like, he knows when we have a woman on that likes to talk that he's probably not going to get to talk, and he's cool with it. Like, he's like, that's fine. You do it this time. You go, girl. And I'm like, okay. But, Lily,
thank you so much for, number one, calling us. Number two, waiting, because I know that the line is, like, not letting people through. My sister even told me that there were so many people that it wouldn't let her call. And we have two more callers waiting that we got to get through. So thank you so much.
Okay,
and you have
love.
To come back soon, because it's been a long time.
I will.
Thank you, Lily.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, Patsy.
Bye, Honey Bunny. And congratulations on your Emmy nomination.
Oh, congratulations.
Nominated for an Emmy. This is your girl that you can't get a word in edgewise. She was nominated for an Emmy.
Of course she was, because she's fantastic. Okay.
She likes to talk, but she's also very talented.
Thank you, girl.
That's because of Bailey.
Bye.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be nominated with you in the same category, Patsy. Peace. I love you.
I love you too, darling. I love you too.
Bye,
girl.
Bye-bye. Oh, my
okay.
God. It's so funny.
We have another person waiting, and I don't know who it is, because it's not my sister this time. Okay. Let's see who this person is. Hello.
Hello. It's Kristen Burt.
You're a champ.
Hey.
You've been waiting forever.
Thank you. I couldn't get through. The lines were full.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. My sister told me that, too. And I know there's people that didn't get through, because after, like, the initial broadcast, you can't call in unless you're already on the line. So I know there's people that didn't get through that were trying, and we should have extended the time, but I didn't even think about it. Oh, well.
Yeah, and I don't know how many lines Blog Talk allows you. That's why I was like, I don't know how many lines there are, and if I should keep trying.
I know, and I don't know. There was people who were trying to call, and I know that they didn't get to, they had messaged me and said they were going to call, and I know that they didn't get a chance because the line was so full, which just proves how many people love Cody, but...
So,
I know,
I've
never
great
had that happen
before.
Yeah.
So.
See, the lines are jammed, man.
I know, I should have said
thank you for being so patient,
Christine. Yeah, you're the best.
My pleasure.
She's a reporter.
You know,
she knows how it is.
And it's so important, you know, that we sit there and send our well wishes to Cody. I was, you know, I know he's fighting hard and we're thinking about him. So I know I'm so glad so many people were calling in for him.
Oh, yeah, Patsy, she's another member of the 5-time interview club. You're two of the only two, I think, that have ever been on 5 times.
I knew I had my sister out there somewhere. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too. Isn't that fantastic?
It's really wonderful. I love talking to these two. Well, obviously, we talk 5 times. You know.
Absolutely,
yep.
I know. We usually try and talk a lot of Dancing with the Stars together. So.
Yes, and we didn't get a chance this time because Cody's sick and the premiere was last week, but when he gets better, you have to come talk Dancing with the Stars, of course.
Absolutely, we've got a really good season, so I think he'll be really excited to see how everyone's dancing.
I'm going to have to catch – I told my sister the other day, I said, I'm going to have to catch him up on General Hospital because he's like 2.5 weeks behind. Like, that's my thought. Like, when he gets better, he's – because we do a recap every week, which everyone knows, but he's so behind. I was like, he's going to be so lost. And it's been really good.
Yeah, I can give him the whole Dancing with the Stars recap. Yeah, I'll just give him all of the... Yeah, this is happening.
She can do it in 15 seconds. She does it on Instagram, so...
Exactly. I can talk really fast.
Seriously, I told him, that's what I thought. Is I was like, I'm not going to tell his mom that. I was like, you know what? You tell Cody that I said, when he gets better, he's so behind on our show.
I know.
He's so behind on it.
He'll have a lot of binge watching.
Yes, and he doesn't have a DVR because they're still, like, back in the dark ages of not having a DVR because they're always home. And so I was like, you're going to be so behind. And I said, that's, you know what? Because that's what I'm drawing from this is he's going to be fine, but he's also going to be behind on our show.
That's
like,
okay. We just want
that's
him
okay.
fine. We just want him fine.
Yes, and once he's fine, that's what I said. I said, I already know he's going to be okay because it's Cody, and that was my thought was, you know what, Cody's going to be fine, so I don't have to worry about him not being fine. I do need to worry about the fact that he's supposed to cover the show with me, and he's fine. I told my sister, wait a minute. But you're
we know
he's
going to be
bargain,
fine.
Cody. Yes, but I'm so thrilled that all these people called. I did not expect I would have extended this time. Like, you can go and Blog Talk and change it, but I just set the regular show because I didn't even think that the lines would do that because we've never had that happen before. And if we have we have, when Jen Lilly was on the show and people tweeted me nasty things because they didn't get on the air.
Oh.
They weren't actors. Actors wouldn't act like that, clearly.
Oh, no.
They're professionals. These were random internet people that came at me over
Oh.
Like, sorry, you didn't get on my show. Like, that's what I said. I said, you know, you're not the one interviewing her, so I'm not sure why you're so upset. Because, you know, you got to hear it. But
so
I remember
you guys
that.
Are covering... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you guys are covering so many different topics and shows. I mean, I don't think I realized until this conversation that you're covering Dancing with the Stars and General Hospital and Days of Our Lives and The Bay and God knows what else. I mean, you keep up with
and
so many different topics.
And we cover music, too.
Basically, we just talk about everything that Cody is passionate about, and he's passionate about so many things.
Well, here's normally how it works out when it's time to schedule a show. Like, we schedule about 2 to 3 weeks in advance, and we do a month at a time. Here's what happens. Cody says, I have an idea for this guest. Me, okay, let's have so-and-so on the show. And then it ends up being an actor and a singer and an actor and a singer, and it just goes like that. So at first it was just soap stars. At first it was like we had – and it was like strictly General Hospital and a little bit of Days of Our Lives. Then it slowly turned into both. And branched out to the Bay, and then it became music. Like, when I first came, it was music. And then I was here, so it was like, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars, because I know you watch it. And it got thrown in the mix. But, we cover everything. And we have a lot of people that, like, join us for the GH recaps and stuff. And we also talk Days of Our Lives on them. But Cody, he's like, I can't watch both. I don't have a DVR. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Like, I'm not watching the soap opera. And you know what? This is really terrible. This is confession time. I only watch the Steve and Kayla scenes. Like, the new ones. Somebody on the internet posts Steve and Kayla every day. And I know everything I need to know about what's going on story-wise because they talk about it. So I just watch Steve and Kayla and hear them gossip about everyone else. And I get how it's going in my head.
Well, can I tell Christine real?
Yes.
Oh, can, I got to tell it because she's here, because I know that there's other callers and she's going to go and I won't get to tell her this, Emily. But I'm such a big fan. I'm such a big fan of Dancing with the Stars. I'm just so thrilled. I'm stunned that I'm actually talking on the same show with you. I'm so impressed that you're here.
I didn't know this. Kathy came out of the
Emily,
closet.
I can't stand it. This is well. You said it was confession time.
It is confession.
I
did not know.
Dancing with the Stars. Christine is here, and I can't stand it.
It's a great show, isn't it?
I didn't know that she watched Dancing with the Stars. You have to come on when we talk Dancing with the Stars now.
We love to talk about
this
it.
This is what's going to happen. Is Patsy's going to slowly become like our third co-host. Well, actually, Kathy's our third, so you can be our fourth.
Oh,
you'll be like
my
sister
gosh. Oh, I tell you, if you want to see the other side of me, start talking about Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't
That's
know this.
When
this
my real self comes out. This is not the real self right now. I'm
That's how we are, too. That's how I am.
Okay,
so I'm a psycho about that show.
If we're doing confession time, then I guess at this point I have to confess that I've never watched the show, and y'all are making me really want to. So there you go.
This is a really good season.
Oh, God, we're going to have binge watching, let me tell you. We're going to have a
every time you've been on the show, I've pressured Kathy into watching Dancing with the Stars and coming to call the show. And she says no every time.
How do you have to see what you started? Do you think
now
you're going to have a bunch of us sitting down binge watching on Dancing with the Stars? We're going to catch
Kathy
up with the dancing.
You know what got me? You know what got me hooked on that show? Jennifer Grey in like season 11. That got me good, and I've been here ever since.
Kathy's great for season 22 also. So.
Yes,
that's
I'm
good
so
stuff.
Sad. I didn't even watch the premiere yet. I just recorded it, and I haven't watched it. I guess I should.
Oh, wait.
Before the new one.
Niall DeMarco and Pina Murgatroyd together are amazing.
Oh,
this is going to be a fun season. Hot couple.
I need to watch.
I'm having a heart attack over
here. Kathy, I'm going to watch, and I'm going to text you about it while we watch.
Can you please?
Yes.
Hey, as long as I can find it on Hulu or something like that, it's all good, because I'm all streaming now, so.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah, you are. I forgot. You're like coming to this century and like not cable anymore. That's very strange. I can't imagine that, okay? Here's the thing. I have Netflix because of Kathy. I didn't have a Netflix subscription until about a month ago, and Kathy put me on her Netflix and was like, watch this show, and now I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Because of her.
Okay, she's not that she's saying that I'm an enabler or anything at all. Just say
I just realized, wait, guys.
No,
we only have one minute before they're going
to
kick us off permanently, so we got to, like, get our closing arguments in.
I can't tell you how glad I am that I met you. Oh, Cody and Emily, it's good to know people.
Okay, so say something really awesome to Cody really quick. We'll go around, like, super fast, each of us. You got 1 minute.
Okay, I'll start. Cody, I'm thinking about you. I'm sending all the prayers from the West Coast, and we've got a whole lot of Dancing with the Stars to catch up on.
Oh, Cody, I want show number 6. I'm envisioning it. I can see